this past week or two have been very difficult ones. When you look at the foreign news, the foreign press, in terms of what's going on, what appears to be on the front pages of newspapers, New York Times ran an article which was entitled "Governors Gone Wild," which described what all of us are aware of now, allegations against former governors McGreevy, now former governor Elliot Spitzer, present governor David Patterson, all of whom were charged with allegations of infidelity, of adulterous relationships, of relationships with call girls, and complete promiscuous behavior. Sure enough, many of us react by saying, this is what the Gentilian world is about, although there is a Jew involved here as well, but we would say that's the outside world, the secular world, immoral, devoid of direction, particularly when it comes to the institutions, the sacredness of family. But unfortunately, this past week or two, perhaps not coincidentally, Eretz Yisrael has also had its share of similar issues that shake the foundations of Jewish family. An ultra-Orthodox couple from Beit Shemesh are under arrest for allegedly assaulting at least some of their 12 children. Sadly, that's not the earth-shattering news in a country where child abuse seems to be on the rise. Some of the couple's children may have engaged in incest and only adds to the grotesque revelations. The article states that what makes this story truly bizarre is that the 54-year-old wife and mother involved also heads a sect of several dozen women who maintain a Taliban-like dress code requiring them to cover their faces and wear multiple layers of clothing, shaking and waving the banners of modesty, which clearly to all of us, and including the great Rabbanim, all of us know is clearly ludicrous. This is not what Chazal and what the Torah had in mind. And when a person behaves with modesty and at the same time is involved in grotesque behaviors that scar people for lives and that debase and degrade the entire institution of Torah, obviously there is something wrong. Meanwhile, in Yerushalayim, in another ultra-Orthodox household, several people are under police investigation for abusing two toddlers. The youngest of the toddlers remain hospitalized in a coma. The mother allegedly corrected the children's behavior by whipping them. Police insinuate that she may be part of a sect which adheres to violent child-rearing practices. Well, sure enough, all of us realize that this type of sick and distant behavior is not what the Torah has in mind for the Jewish people, destroys the foundations and basics of Jewish family. And interestingly enough, and perhaps also not coincidental, our parsha of Tazria that introduces the concept of childbirth, the concept of the woman who has children in unison in matrimony with her husband, child rearing, child nurturing, the directions that a woman is to take after she gives birth to her child, the parsha really addresses the areas that are so monumental to success in Judaism. Shalom Bayit, peace of the home. Shalom Bayit reveals itself in this week's parsha in two ways, and I believe it really takes on a double meaning. And that is such a potent message, particularly at this juncture, after seeing what's being written in the last few weeks. In Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Zayin, the Torah instructs the woman after she gives birth, V'ikrivo lifnei Hashem, she brings a korban chatat. A korban, a sacrifice that is classically brought after a person commits a sin. And one wonders, as I did when I read these psukim, what sin did this woman commit? What sin did this woman transgress? The hefech, just the opposite. Adarabah. Here she fulfilled the mitzvah of Puravu, She fulfilled the mitzvah of instilling purpose in this world, of bringing more Jewish children to the table, of adopting a certain meaning to civilization by introducing more beings into this world who will follow the conscriptions of the Torah and mitzvot. Strange. What does she do wrong that she is deserving of bringing a korban? V'chiper aleha v'tahara, the Torah says, mikor dameha. And we receive, or she receives, a kapara, she is cleansed from her sin as a result of bringing this korban. It almost seems very strange, possibly even unfair, that a woman should be subjected to having bring a korban as a result of having a child. The Ramban Nachmanides addresses this particular issue. Says the Ramban as follows. Rabotenu Amru, Acharei Omda Bimei Nikayon, O Bimei Tzirat Avlad, after she has cleansed herself, after the child begins to develop, Tavi kofer nafsha she'amod mekora v'shetitaher. She should bring the equivalent, the value that she is worth in the korban, in order to purify herself. Ki Hashem yitaleh rofei kobasar mafli la'asot. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is responsible for the cleansing, for the health of the woman. And we all know that childbirth is a dangerous process, life-threatening, certainly in the time of the Torah. That's why women even today say Hagomel after they give birth, and therefore she brings the Korban. However, the Ramban continues, B'shah shekorad leilech kofetzet v'nishbat lo ezakek od leba'ali. When a woman is in the middle of childbirth, a painful and difficult process that pays its toll on her physically, on her body. While she's in the middle of contraction, she may very well scream out and jump forward and swear that she never needs her husband again. She might say things that she regrets in retrospect. V'ikar ha-kavana b'zeh, ki ba'avur she'nishbad mitoch ha-tzar. Since she swears as a result of her pain, she may use God's name improperly, or she might even insult her husband in the process. Ve'ein ha-shvu'a re'uya litkayem. Listen carefully, says the Ramban. This oath that she takes, or the swearing that she does, could never take place, cannot see its fruition. Why? Mivnei heyota mishu'abeda leba'ala. If she goes ahead and swears that she does not need her husband in a state of pain, well, says the Ramban, this is a false oath, or it's a false statement, because she is mishubed lebala. A woman is attached to her husband. A woman cannot decide singularly that she no longer needs her husband. And for this reason, it appears, al pi pashta, the simple understanding of the Ramban is stating, that since she is swearing a false statement, that is why she brings the Korban Chatat. She has sinned by saying something that cannot be validated, and for that reason, she needs kapara, she needs to cleanse herself. Ratzta Torah lechaper la me'alot rucha. The Torah wants to cleanse her from what she entertained. Machshavot Hashem yitberach amukot. The Ramban continues, God's thoughts are deep. When we look at this Ramban, one might say it's very strange also. Because she's attached to her husband, because she cannot validate her statement, that's why she brings the Korban? I think that perhaps we can see the Ramban not necessarily from a halachic context, but let us look at the Ramban through a philosopher's eyes. Even, says the Ramban, to entertain making comments that are directed and that are insulting to the holy concept of matrimony, to the institution of Beit Yisrael, the Jewish home, to the institution of Lachen Yaazov Adam et Aviv et Imo v'davak b'ishto. The Torah encourages and demands that man leave his parents and cling to his wife. This institution is insulted, receives claim against it when a woman yells, "I don't need my husband." The woman is not necessarily bringing the korban because she cannot validate what she's saying. The woman brings the korban to cleanse her from having said what she said in the first place. The Torah does not want to hear comments. It does not want to accept statements that tear asunder at the very essence of Shalom Bayit, the institution of the home. Continues the Ramban, Verachamav merubim, God's mercy is great, Shehu rotzeh lahatzdik b'riyotav. God wants all of us, all of His creations, to be matzdik, to be tzaddikim, to be considered righteous. It is unfathomable from the Ramban's perspective that a Jew, even in the state of pain, even in a state of confusion, should make statements that degrade and that insult such a wondrous and foundational institution such as the Bayit HaYehudi, the household of a Jew. And that is why, says the Ramban, the woman brings the Korban Chatat to atone, to cleanse herself, almost to redirect her attention to recognizing the greatness that can be created, the sanctity that can be nurtured within the home of a husband and wife who behave properly. This refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevyachol's protection on the Bayit HaPrati, the private household. And it is revealed in marriage, in rearing and nurturing a healthy home for all to be respected and for all to sensitize and be sensitive to one another for the sake of productivity. And it is no surprise, Rabotai, that in the ensuing Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem Zayin, the Torah in its instructions with regards to Tzara'at, the strange disease that can afflict not only one's body, but one's home and one's clothing. V'habeged ki yiyeh bo nega tzara'at bebeged tzemer o beged pishtim. The Torah introduces that this sickness, this disease, can infect one's clothing as well. And the Ramban, interestingly enough, says as follows on this particular pasuk. Nigei batim, also by the affliction on one's home. Biyot Yisrael shleimim la'ashem, yeruach Hashem aleihem tamid. Because Klal Yisrael are given the opportunity to remain wholesome in servitude of Hashem, God will protect their bodies, their clothing, their homes. And then the Ramban says, it is only when Hashem sar me'alav, only when the Shechina, the presence of divinity, leaves, so to speak, a person or his home, that he can be afflicted with such an infection. However, einenu noheg ela be'eretz Yisrael, shehi nachlat Hashem, the affliction of clothing, of homes, of a person, can only transpire where? In Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because that's Beit Hashem. That's Nachalat Hashem. Ki tavou el haaretz kenan asher ani noten lachem la'achuza. Achuza is an inheritance. Achuza is a rightful proclamation. It's a claim. It belongs to us. And we share it, kiviyachol, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is His, capital H, bayit. It is His home. Only in Eretz Yisrael can these diseases take place. Why? Because when a person does not behave properly, and he dwells in the palace, in the halls, in the vestibules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he behaves improperly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him signs. It's not acceptable. That's not the way I want my house to be built. It's not the establishment that I want it to be predicated upon. In Eretz Yisrael, there has to be holiness, kedusha, respect, sanctity. And only then can HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell in His palace. Ki az nityashva da'atam aleihem la'da'at Hashem v'tishre shchinato b'tocham. It is only when Klal Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, that they can come to terms with appreciating who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And in turn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can return the favor by relating to us in a direct basis. And therefore, says the Ramban, the same idea of the Beit Hashem, the house of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, much like Hashem expects from us in our private home to behave in certain fashion, so too there are communal parameters as well. The Beit Hashem of Eretz Yisrael is also expected to be sanctified, as the Jewish people proclaim, Samachti ba'omrim li Beit Hashem nelech. And therefore, when we bless each other, Rabotai, to be zelche, v'livnot bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael, that bayit ne'eman, that strong institution of the Jewish home, is twofold. It reveals itself on an individual basis, where we are expected within our families, in nurturing our children, in providing direction that clearly is given to us with a formula for success in the Torah and mitzvot, in behaving morally and ethically, in behaving differently than what appears on the front page of the New York Times and what unfortunately appears on the front page of our papers in Eretz Yisrael as well. And it also reveals itself in our community. In a communal sense, the Bayit Ne'eman refers to our country, to Eretz Yisrael, to Beit Hashem. When we ensure that both of these institutions are solid, and when we ensure that we direct our approach towards enhancing the spirituality of our individual home and of the home of the community, of the congregation, of the nation, of Eretz Yisrael, only then can we be zelche to proclaim as one in our own homes and as one as a people, Livnot bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael, Samachti ba'omrim li Beit Hashem nelech. Shabbat Shalom.